Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the Intelligently Stupid podcast.
Now, third time lucky, we might actually get something right this time.
Yeah, we're back at our usual time, in our usual places.
Yeah, i.e. our houses.
Yeah.
And it is 1959 on Sunday evening, generally when we start recording.
Yeah, well, I think we usually do it a couple of hours earlier, but we're a bit lazy. Yeah.
Now, before we go any further, I think we should make a disclaimer that we might not make a podcast for a couple of weeks, because we do have exams.
We do. Yeah.
Give us
unless we get, shit tons of recording done before Thursday, but it's not going to happen.
No. Give us until what? Middle of June?
Middle of June, yeah.
We do have a week off at the beginning of June, don't we?
Yeah, middle of June's
all right. You're just like, I finish a lot earlier than you should.
No, I finish middle of June. I think my last exam is 16th of June.
Yeah, mine's 18th, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you do geography.
But to be fair, it's on a Monday morning, the Sunday night beforehand, I'm unlikely to be revising. Anything I can't remember then, I'm probably not going to remember.
Yeah, I suppose you win. But I suppose you don't have an exam on a Saturday. I do, so...
Oh, yes, you and your music.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
No, but afterwards I will be working.
Yeah, that could be an issue.
Mid-July onwards, though. It's only weekdays, so don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. So basically we still have about the same amount of time as we usually do.
Yeah. Except I'll have 2 hours a day less, but don't worry about that.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Give us a break until middle of June, yeah?
Yeah. I think that's reasonable. That's probably going to be when the next podcast's out.
Yeah.
Well, excluding this one that you're listening to now.
Yeah, but that's not the next one, is it?
No. Well, it is to us.
Well, I guess so.
But not to these people.
Yeah.
It's all very confusing.
Well, not really. You just made it confusing.
I may have done.
You didn't think about that. You didn't think that through, did you?
Right. Should we play some How Much?
All right, why not?
Oh, fuck! I just forgot what I was going to say. I had a really, really good idea.
Oh,
I've got it. It's just gone.
What? Don't put me on the spot here. I can't think of anything. I'm searching around my room for inspiration. How much? For me to shoot you in the leg.
How much for you to shoot me in the leg?
Yeah. You know, and you, not go to police or anything. Just, just chill and just take it.
A lot of monies.
How about for me to chainsaw your leg off?
For you to chainsaw? Jesus. Any kind of sedatives involved in this?
You're buying them.
£8 million.
Let me just go check my savings account. No. Have you thought of yours yet?
No.
Oh.
Coming back to me.
For the record, you are just a bit lower than me. I probably wouldn't go as low as £8 million for you to take my leg. In any way, shape, or form. Odd silence.
How much?
Oh god.
To walk through Hull on a Friday night. It's one of the most dangerous things known to man. Like Orchard Park. Right. Walk through Orchard Park.
Who is walking with me?
No one. It's just you.
No. Okay. £1 million plus full body armor. And an assault rifle.
Yeah, I think you win. I think you need all of that to avoid dying.
With a lot of ammo and the police's explicit permission to shoot anything that, is remotely...
Anything that moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fairly safe. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to go much lower than that.
How much did I say again?
You said... I think you said £1 million.
I definitely said more than that. I might have said 8, because that was the number in my head.
I think that's what I said.
Yeah, but I think I might have said it as well, because it was in my head.
Fair enough.
I can't think of any more. Why did you have to do it so early?
Because I was running out of things to say. That's why I had to do it so early.
But I thought you... Oh, God. How much for me to... throw something through your window. And then you pass it off as you throwing something at me.
I don't know. That's very odd. How would this work? Sorry?
I'd, lob a brick through your window.
Yeah.
You lob it back at me. And then when your parents go, what the hell is going on here? You're going to say, I throw a brick at Will.
500 grand. I should probably go a bit lower than that, actually.
That's 10 grand, mate.
10 grand, yeah, that's a fair point. 5 grand.
1 grand.
£999.99.
Fine, have it.
I suppose we'd just count down. It'd be just like 3 hours of us counting down to zero. And that'd be what the podcast was.
Yeah, but would you do it for free?
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly, so it wouldn't get to zero. Aha!
There's got to be at least enough to, cover the cost of a new window and much more.
Yeah. All right, I've got one. How much for me to shoot you in the eyes?
How much? What? I think I can see where this is going.
Because you know exactly how low I'm going to go, don't you?
Yeah, you're going to go very low.
I will go for £1.
I might have to take you up on that.
Why? That's because I happen to have in my possession bulletproof sunglasses.
Yes. Well, they're supposed to be bulletproof.
You've seen the video.
I've seen the video. Yeah, that could have just been luck. They could have recorded lots of times before that.
It's not luck.
Yeah, but in all fairness, you still wouldn't accept £1 for someone to try and shoot you in the eye when you're wearing...
I'm going
to
go lower than you, considering you don't own a pair.
Fair play. Okay. But if I gave you £1 so I could try and shoot you in the eye, you wouldn't accept it.
That's a good point.
And also, the person that's doing this might miss and not hit your eyes.
Then it doesn't count because you didn't shoot me in the eyes.
Yeah, but... He still accepted the money, and it's happened.
Get a better aim.
Fair play.
Why are we... Oh, no, I'm not even going to ask why. Because otherwise we're going to ask why we're doing, this entire thing. And there is no answer to that.
No, there isn't. It just seemed like a good idea.
Yeah, about a week ago. No, yeah. What? 2 weeks.
However long ago it was...
How long ago was it?
I don't know.
This is a good question. There's no point checking to see when the podcast first released, because that was done about...
A week ago.
Yeah, 7th.
Well, actually, less than a week ago.
It was done on the 7th, which
is... Last Tuesday.
Well, no, the 7th is exactly 6 days ago.
Oh, I thought it was last Tuesday.
No. But yeah, I think it was actually.
I win.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Nah, I win. And we all know why I win.
Why do you win? Is it because you've got bulletproof sunglasses?
That's going to be my excuse for everything. For any excuse I win, because I have bulletproof sunglasses.
Fair enough.
So, yes, that is why.
Oh my god.
What?
I've just seen a photo on Facebook of a salad that looks like a man's face.
I saw a picture of Lionel Richie made out of biscuits, and it was called Lionel Rich Tea.
Yeah, and I saw that.
Funny.
That was quite funny. But seriously. Hang on, how can I... I think that'll do it.
Oh yeah, you know what I was talking to the other day?
I believe you were talking to me the other day, yes.
No, do you know who there's I was talking to the other
day? No. Oh, there's a picture of the man made out of salad, if you want to see it.
It's the chilies for the eyebrow.
Oh,
no. What's the potato chin?
The potato chin looks a bit odd. You've got to love the parsnip nose, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's... Yes. That's cool. But yeah, you know who I was talking to the other day?
Chuck Norris? It's just a bit of a random guess. I don't know who...
Private Wevens.
Oh, yes. Is this because...
He wanted us to talk about him on the podcast. And then I said, yeah, why not? We'll do it. He decided he didn't want us to talk about him for the podcast. But, you know, we take his first answer, so we must now talk about him.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know Wevens, he's in our year. He looks a bit like Milhouse, and he's going to hate me for saying that.
He does, though.
Yeah.
If he had blue hair...
And was... Eight.
And red glasses, he would be Milhouse.
Does Milhouse have red glasses?
I think he does. Hang on.
Gotta look that up.
Let's sell this.
Milhouse. Yes, he does.
I win.
No.
Or maybe I've just watched The Simpsons too much.
You don't win, and we know why. But anyway.
Is it because you've got my free sunglasses?
Yes. For the second time.
Okay.
But yeah, the reason why we call him Lance Private Wevens is, well, it was a phrase coined by our old science teacher, Mr. Pynchon. God, he was a legend.
He was. But he didn't teach us a lot, though, if I'm brutally honest.
Teacher using. But he was awesome.
Yeah.
But it's because Lance Private Wevens used to go to cadets, and he was a Lance.
I think he still does, actually.
No, he doesn't. He gave up ages ago. I think he gave up at the rank of corporal, but, you know, not his true rank. He will always be Lance Private to us. This is us talking about him.
Yeah, I don't think we've got a lot else to say about him right now.
Well, he's absolutely hilarious. And he's obsessed with the Beatles.
He is.
I believe he bought some model guitars that were modelled on the Beatles' own actual guitars. And
yeah,
foolish enough. Well, we weren't foolish enough. We wouldn't put it past him that they were real guitars. We thought they were, because he didn't have any perspective in the background of the picture. So we thought he'd actually gone and bought.
But then when he told us, it just seemed so obvious.
Yeah.
When he looked at the picture.
We're like, yeah, we know that.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just joking when we put comments saying, you must be so sad to buy those. Yeah. Right, so that was us. Talking about weapons.
Yeah, time to go to a liner.
Yes.
The Nazi regime! Oh.
Go.
I guess what?
What?
I'm just looking at our numbers here.
Ooh, where can I view these numbers, just out of curiosity?
On the go to the Podomatic website, logged in as the podcast.
Yeah, I am.
There should be a button that says Pro Statistics, with a big button that says Get In There.
Oh, you have to click on Publish first, by any chance.
Yeah, I think so, I don't know. But anyway, right?
Pro Statistics, I can see that, yeah, Get In There.
Right, you click on the Geography tab, this tells us where we've had our plays and everything. Now, obviously, most of this stuff's coming from the UK. In total, we've had 95 downloads, which I think is pretty good.
Ooh, that's pretty impressive.
But 88 of those have come from the UK. Yeah. And the other 7 have come from the USA. So, hello there, Americans.
Yeah, I didn't expect Americans to be listening to this.
I'm now slightly worried if I've said anything abusive about Americans.
I don't know.
Because I probably have.
If we have, we're very, very sorry.
Yeah, and please show us to all your American friends.
Yeah.
And we're going to try not to be as racist now. Also, we've had some visits from Brazil.
Ooh, how do I see that? Oh, yeah.
Some place called Sevilha.
Svergi.
Yeah, I'm just looking it up on Google Maps now.
I think it's
Svergi. It's in Sweden. It is in Sweden.
Why did you say Sweden?
I don't know, but I just Googled it, and apparently it's near Stockholm.
Mm.
So, hello there, Scandinavians.
Yeah, but
you're not supposed to call them Scandinavians these days, are you?
Swedish.
Hello, Swedish. Yeah, Swedish.
Swedish.
People. And more importantly...
Big up to the people in Svegi.
More importantly, we have had a visit from Iran.
Yeah.
And who's also played the podcast. So, hello, Iranian friend.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they can understand
Big up
English.
To Iran man. That's what we're going to call this guy. This one guy.
This proves that our only listener is not Tyler.
I know.
Our stereotypical listener, well, he's UK-based, but he's a blend of UK, America, Sweden, and Iran.
Yeah.
And I'm liking that. So
we need to track down Iran man.
Yeah. Iran man, please send us an email telling us who you are so we can feature you in our podcast, because you're by far the furthest guy away that's listening to this, and I'm impressed, actually.
Big shout out to Iran man.
Yeah, you know, props to
if
him.
He's listening to this, he's probably just like freaking out. Oh my god, oh my god!
He's probably thinking we're spying on him and we're part of like MI6 or something. Don't worry, it's just something we're telling. We don't know whereabouts in Iran you are, so don't worry about that. We've just got a map.
We know where you live. No,
we don't. We've got a map of the world. UK is in dark blue, and Iran is in light blue.
Interestingly, the USA isn't in anything.
That's because they haven't actually played the podcast. I've just realised this.
But they have downloaded it. So that's obviously.
They play the streams, aren't they?
Yeah, so that's obviously from iTunes.
Yeah, okay, so.
Okay, so everybody here, obviously you will, if you're listening to this, you'll know. But you're going to have to stream it from Podomatic at the moment.
Yeah. Because Podomatic are being weird, and they haven't given me all the bandwidth, i.e. the amount of downloads that I'm allowed to give to you lot.
That's why us having 96 download, 95 even downloads is an issue.
I was going to be impressed with 20.
Yeah. So, we've actually had so much, overwhelming really, so many downloads to say we just started doing it, that our hosting is not good enough.
Yeah.
But I think that people, if you really like the podcast, and I think it's possible that from our podcast page you can donate monies.
Well, I don't know where to donate it to yet.
Well, I don't know, but the message that it sends people when they download it on iTunes says something about donating.
Well, yeah, but I think we have to set up a PayPal account. But we might get onto that, actually.
Yeah, because it would be nice to have better hosting so that
We
do actually have the thing.
So you can actually listen to us, you know?
Yeah.
The only thing is, I'm going to be straight with you. It costs, £100 a year? The cheapest one?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not going to pay £100 a year, partly because I can't afford it.
Whereas we're on a crappy one.
On a free version that only gives us less than 95 downloads a month.
Yeah.
Which
it
is
does.
Bad, but we've seen a lot more than that. But
yeah,
we should stop talking.
Yeah. So, yeah, make sure you stream from Podomatic. Quite how you'd be listening to this if you didn't know that you have to stream from Podomatic.
Just keep going until we tell you not to.
Yeah.
And I think we might get PayPal sorted out or something, so you can donate to us should you want to.
I doubt we'll have any donations.
Yeah, I know. Cause
But anyone that does donate we will love you. And we will
I think it'd be anonymous donations. But if we ever find out who it is.
If we find out who it is, then we will plug the hell out of you.
Yeah. Speaking of plugging, I have got a plugging request from somebody.
Have you?
When I say request, it was my idea. I think they deserve a plug.
They deserve a plug. Who are you going to plug?
Well, actually, I'm going to plug two people.
Are they going to pay us money?
No, they're not going to pay us money. The first people... it came to my idea when we were talking about the second group of people. But the first group of people, it's a band. It's called The Forgotten Past.
And, yeah.
There's a very nice... he's a loyal listener, Sam Layton. He's the lead guitarist of The Forgotten Past.
Yeah.
And he listens to all our stuff. So, you know what? Big shout out to him. go check
so we're
going to
plug them.
Page. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deserve a plug. This is what we give you.
Yeah. This is what we give these loyal listeners.
Yeah.
And if you pay us money, we'll plug you even more.
Yeah. I think he's playing at some...
Battle of the Bands or something.
Yeah. I saw something about that. I'm not entirely sure. Sam, please come and tell us all about it.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
And if the next podcast goes on afterwards, we might have to give you an interview to see how it went, you know?
Yeah. That'd be interesting to do.
The second shout-out I wanted to do is, well, they haven't requested this at all, and they don't need it, but Mitzi's Revenge have to have a shout-out.
Mm. Did you go the other night?
No, I didn't. But they're an amazing band, nice. If you're into, like, heavy music, they're perfect, to be honest. Spot on. They're exactly what you want. They were playing at York, a place called Stereo, on Friday. They're playing in the Lamp in Hull tomorrow night.
I don't think this podcast is going to be out by then.
Okay, that's Monday night, but still. I think they're playing some other places sometime soon.
Mm.
Also, quick shout out to Beware the Wolf as well. Another band there that some of my friends are in that are pretty awesome.
Are you just plugging everyone you know?
Yeah, partly just kind of fill time. But
fair enough.
We can have like a section, like band section. We could like, no, that's a bad idea, isn't it?
It's a very bad idea.
But still, that's just going to be my excuse for like plugging Beware the Wolf, Mitzi's Revenge and Forgotten Path all have Facebook pages.
They do. Do they all have music on their Facebook pages?
But Where the Wolf do, Mitzi's Revenge have a YouTube channel with loads of stuff on. They've got an EP out, Mitzi's have. And lots of like t-shirts and wristbands and stuff. And Forgotten Past, I think they've got a YouTube channel as well. But I don't know how good the quality of the video is that they've got, because I haven't seen it.
I don't know, I saw quite a funny outtake from one.
Oh yeah, that was funny. We don't want to spoil it for the viewers.
No, we don't.
So I think we should move on before I start plugging anything else.
I think we should, yeah.
I mean, it is like crazy, isn't it, plugging things. But not as crazy as the discounts at Dave's Furniture Import. I think we should go to a lineup.
That's a very, very good idea indeed. We'll cut it there.
Hello, I'm a little Irish leprechaun fella, and you're listening to the Intelligently Stupid Podcast.
I have done.
I may have just been attacked by my cat.
Been attacked by a cat? Are you seriously injured?
Yeah, I'm bleeding out here. I need a medic.
You need a medic?
I tried to pick him up and he got angry.
Did you immediately drop to the floor in a dramatic crash and then yell, "Medic!"?
No, but...
That's what I've started doing whenever I hurt myself. It's quite...
I did in my mind just shout in my head, "Man down! Man down!" But yes, I have been attacked by my cat.
What happened? Can you tell this glorious tale?
Well, I just gone to go get a drink, so I had a drink, you know. I was feeling pretty, you know... normal. And I saw my cat and I thought, you know what, I think he might want to come and assist us with our recording.
Mm.
Being, the, you know, the mastermind he is.
Yeah.
And so I picked him up and he got angry and now I've got claw marks down my arm.
Oh. Can he still feature in the podcast?
What, the cat?
Yeah. No. Or if he, like...
He scratched me and ran off. He's using guerrilla tactics. I know his weakness. I will get out some cat food, and then it's game over for him.
Cat food, like in a mouse trap.
I'm not gonna put my cat in a mouse trap.
Why not?
Well, because that would kill him.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be fine.
Did you know, it's said men think about sex every 7 seconds. That's why I eat hot dogs in 6 seconds, so it doesn't become weird. I just copied that from someone's status who shall remain anonymous, because they may not want to be featured on the podcast.
Probably won't. That relates to something. There's one thing that you should never do. This is a golden rule of life.
Go on.
Do you know what? you should never make eye contact with someone whilst eating a banana. It'll be the most awkward thing that you ever do. Oh, good.
Oh, God, I'm just thinking about it now. Someone's looking at me, just, like, staring at me whilst they're eating a banana. Oh, God. No. Oh, my God. Why?
On an unrelated matter, you know what I hate?
Pointless talent shows.
Well, I hate them, but there's something else that I hate. There's something else that I'm going to have to moan about. I'm going to go on another round.
Those
and that is
on Facebook that want, like, 2,000 subscribers.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Is it actually that?
Yeah, and they put a photo that, yeah, you're obviously going to like.
Like, if you brush your teeth,
keep scrolling if you don't. And then, like, 6 billion people like it, which I don't. I keep scrolling. I do brush my teeth. Just put that out.
But you're a fearless bastard, so you keep scrolling.
Yeah, so I keep freaking scrolling.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
And then there's other people that are also doing this that put comments saying, like this to get 6 billion friend requests.
Yeah. And then there's, like, someone else in the comments saying, oh my God, as soon as I did it, I got 352 friends requests. Thanks.
And then you click on it, and it's one of those people that's posting the pictures.
Yeah. If you go on their wall, it's literally just, you know, all of it, all of that.
I mean, people like it as well, and I hate people that like it. I know this guy listens to our podcasts and likes them, but fuck you, Josh London. Don't like Alex with 2 X's Hernandez photos telling you to like his photo if you have an iPod.
Yeah. Also, I don't think anyone I know has liked this, but I'm just looking on some of these people's boards. It's like in 3 seconds if you know what a game is.
Oh God, I've just noticed why all these people are liking it than listen to the podcast.
Yeah, well, don't like it, okay?
We can use this. Sam Layton's done it.
Well, he's acceptable.
And so
he's
Josh
more
Longdon.
Acceptable than Josh Longdon.
So stop
Sam,
doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't do it, Sam.
So
you,
both
just
of
encouraging
you,
them.
Both of you, stop doing it or we will ban you from the podcast.
Can we even do that?
I don't know, but we'll find a way.
Okay. I don't trust you on that one.
We can ban them from the Facebook page of the podcast.
They haven't even liked it, I'm going to be honest.
No, nobody's liked it. Anybody listening to this, get on it, like the Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page, so please go and like it. Iran Man, go and like it if you have Facebook so we know who you are.
Yeah, get on Iran Man. We love you, Iran Man.
We do. You're our favourite listener. Because I bet you don't go around liking all these photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can fight the power? Iran Man can.
Yeah, he can, because, well, have you seen his government?
Hmm?
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's alright then. I think I have just lost Iran Man.
Yeah. Good work.
I'm sorry.
Good work, Will.
Sorry. No, I just need to work on losing it. No, I'm not trying to lose all the foreign listeners. They're actually
don't lose our American ones or our people from Sweden. Whereabouts in Sweden are they from?
Near Stockholm, I think.
They're from Svergi.
I'm just going to tune in, see if I can find
Sounds
it.
Sounds awesome. Svergi.
Explore this area. Oh, I think it's a region of Sweden, actually.
Ah, and it's called Svergi.
And it's near Stockholm, I think.
Cool.
Swedish listener, you know, please, you know, email in and tell us exactly what Svergi is and how you're meant to say it.
The intelligentstupidpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, because you've got that set up now.
If we're gonna plug anyone on our podcast, we're gonna plug our own podcast.
Plug ourselves, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be a plan.
It could be.
Yeah, I think Svergi is an area of Sweden.
So if anybody wants to tell us anything, either Facebook page, like it and write something on it, or the Intelligently Stupid Podcast @gmail.com.
Dot com.
I wonder if anybody's emailed us at that since we put out the last podcast. I haven't actually checked it. I'm going to be honest.
Should. I'm not going to check it. Otherwise,
I don't think you have the password either, because it's signed up to. Yeah. It's on my Google account, so I doubt you'll have the password.
Yeah, well, if I
as in it's literally the Gmail that's attached to my Google account.
Everything on my computer just doesn't end well, because it's got a lot of stuff. It's got a lot of my work on, not coursework, but a lot of my.
I can tell you, we do have an email,
but it's not from anyone interesting.
It's from Gmail team. Telling me how to get Gmail. Go.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is George Abbott Goingo from Phonejacker. You are listening to the...
Cut.
It's an incredibly stupid podcast.
It's not
an that...
intelligently stupid podcast.
Intelligently stupid podcast. And that was brilliant. And we'll actually use that, because that's good. Okay. As promised, we have another list of shame to delve into.
Yes, this one doesn't come from iTunes this time.
No, it doesn't.
Because, you know,
Apple fanboys.
Yeah. We are not fans of the... Well, we are... iPods are right.
Yeah.
The best MP3 player around, to be honest.
Yeah. But Macs aren't. And other stuff.
They're alright for something.
Yeah. They're overpriced, though, with everything Apple
makes.
Yeah,
they are. Overpriced. That's true.
So I'll complain against Apple.
Well, and if you want to play a game, you've got a slight issue.
So, in protest against Apple, we're not using iTunes this time.
It's hardly a protest. But anyway, yeah.
We are instead.
We're using Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah.
That's a very nice piece of kit, Spotify.
It's awesome, especially for the free stuff.
Yeah.
Now, just out of interest, do you have a limit to how much you can listen per month?
I don't know. If I have, I haven't reached it.
There should be like a bar up in the corner near upgrade.
Near upgrade? There's nothing near upgrade.
Ah, so because you got your Spotify account. I don't know when did you get it? Recently or a long time ago?
Quite recently.
Because I got it years ago, ages ago. And then they started releasing them in a way where you could only listen to something like 20 hours a month. And it's never affected me, because
it doesn't seem to affect
I'm amazing.
Me, but I got it, like, quite recently. So
yeah.
I don't
know. That's Spotify Open that it did that too. I've got Spotify free, because I'm badass.
Yeah. Anyway, we are looking today at Spotify star lists.
Yeah.
So would you care to say what is in your...
Well, I've got a nice variation here. I have many. I think in one of the previous takes of this that ended badly, yes, I'm not gonna lie, we've done quite a few takes, but technical issues have stopped it from ending well.
Yeah.
So this is quite repetitive for us. So if we sound
the third time we've tried to do this.
Fourth, I think. But if we say a joke and the other one doesn't seem, and the response isn't very energetic, it's because we've heard
we've heard the joke three times already.
Yeah. So I've got a lot. I think I tried to count it before and I can't remember what the number was. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah. So
what have you got in there? You got some Justin Bieber? You feeling the Bieber fever?
Oh, yeah? God, yeah. I mentioned this in the previous take as well. Mine was reset on the 28th of January 2011, because a certain Beth Williamson filled all my playlists with Justin Bieber.
Mm.
I had to delete everything in all of them, because there were hundreds of tracks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because you have to delete all evidence.
Well, and the thing is, I couldn't just... For some strange reason, shift-click wasn't working, so I selected all of the section.
I don't even know what shift-click does on Spotify, if I'm honest.
Ricky, if I go... Let's see if it does work now. But, yeah, if you click on, say, the top thing on your start list, then hold down shift and click about halfway down.
Oh, and it selects them all.
Yeah, I couldn't do that for some reason.
Yeah, doesn't it do that on, like, Excel or something?
I don't know, but still. It didn't work, so I had to delete everything. But anyway...
Yeah.
There is no Justin Bieber, so that's good.
Mm.
I've got some Blackout.
Mm.
That's always good. Got some Area 11. Got some bullet for my Valentine. Got a lot of bullet for my Valentine in a big block.
In a block? Because yeah. You were just listening to it at that time.
And... I probably just added it all at one point, I think. Mm. I've got some Atreyu, because Atreyu are always good.
Mm.
Some Fightstar are good.
Mm.
Got some, well, I suppose, because they're American, ZZ Top, but I like to say ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
My Electric Six. Yes, I have a track called Gay Bar.
Oh, I've got that in there.
Good song.
Good song.
Anyway. I've also got some Paramore, got some 30 Seconds to Mars. I've got a lot more than this. I'm just, like, listing off random stuff.
You see, for me to list that much, I'll basically have to say everything I've got.
Yeah, I've only listed about a tenth. So those of you that go, oh my god, why haven't you got this, this, and this? I probably have.
I don't have a lot in my star list.
That's because you hardly use Spotify, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and most of the times I've clicked the star, it's because I pressed it by accident when I was planning to play the song.
That's your own fault.
What have I got in here? I've got some Electric Six, including Danger, High Voltage.
I've got Down at McDonald's as well.
I think, yeah, I've got that.
God, they have got, amazing songs.
I've got Snuff by Slipknot, which is a good song. It's a very good song.
I'm not sure if I've heard that recently.
Go and listen to it at some point.
Okay, I will.
Not now, because your system volumes will probably be completely wrong and it'll deafen you.
Fine. Yeah, fine, because my computer drops everything down really low when I'm in a Skype call.
Does it? Mine doesn't.
So, if I play something now, I'm listening to music now, I can hardly hear it, so... What's it called? Snuff?
Yeah. It's not what you'd expect, I'll tell you for a start.
I think I have heard of it, bro.
It's not the usual shouty thing.
On second thought, I will listen to that later, because I can't hear it, because it's so quiet.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that.
I've got Rocket Man by Elton John.
Rocket Man! Elton John in your starred list.
Actually, no. Well, actually, it's the cover of it.
Who is it by?
By people called Acoustic Hits, which is basically people that cover everything on acoustic. They're okay.
Oh, I see.
But they cover, like, everything.
Yeah.
As in any decent song you can think of. Any,
and some,
like,
not decent songs as well.
No, but any, like, basically famous songs, that's what they cover.
Yeah.
I've got another one by Acoustic Hits in there, which is Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson cover.
Mm-hmm.
Got a bit of Goldfinger, 99 Red Balloons, Open Your Eyes.
Now, it sounds like he's just picking off random bits, but he is in fact going down on a list, I can tell.
Pretty much. I've got Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. Whoa!
Oh god, one. I remember, like, miming that backstage one. Someone was playing it, and I was the next act up. So I was backstage getting ready to go on, and I was casually pretending to play it backstage. And I'm pretty sure about half the audience could see me.
It's somebody that I believe does listen to this podcast.
Oh, yes, it was.
And
it?
I believe I may have called him a crunt earlier in the podcast.
Yes.
If I did.
Well, we say earlier in the podcast. It is now actually 8:10 on the 14th of May 2012.
Yeah, which is the day after Will last read the time.
Yeah. In nice positions that you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
So, so that's Josh Longdon again, yeah.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Josh Longdon.
Yeah. Who likes those stupid things on Facebook.
Yeah. Shame on him.
Yeah, that's right, I called you a crunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of Guns N' Roses.
Now,
I've got November Rain.
Oh, no, we haven't. We're still going.
I've got a couple of songs by somebody whose name I don't quite know how to pronounce.
You want to send it to me?
I will do. How do I do that?
Right, you right click on the song.
Yeah.
Click send to.
There's no send to option.
Are you in Spotify?
Yeah. There's a share to.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You said send.
Same bloody thing. And send click send to a friend.
Send to a friend's name.
And then...
William Rakito Wreck-It, will that do it?
Yeah, should do.
There you go.
Oh, Trilogy by... A?
His first name, yeah. Some French-Canadian guy.
Antoine?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't know.
Before. Well, let's face it, he's not the... He sounds like... Andre Rieu, right?
No, it's not him. That's the guy that has the DVD.
He's the smuggest guy. He looks really smug
on the cover of that DVD.
Now, I'm looking at it now, and I'm thinking this can be episode cover.
He's just like, hmm.
I have the picture right here.
Look how good I am. I've got my own DVD.
Because I can. That is the picture of the smuggest guy.
I've seen it. I've seen it in like Tesco.
And that should be the episode cover. Episode picture. So when you want to see what the picture is, you will see this guy's smug face.
Are you sure that's what's on the cover of the DVD?
I'm 100% positive. I'm now going to look on Amazon to prove it. Andre...
I think I saw a different picture of him on it. Yeah, he looks pretty smug there as well.
Yeah, the Moonlight Serenade one.
He's got a really fat face.
He's got like 7 chins.
Yeah. I think it's mainly because he's got the violin there, but it does look like he's got a lot of chins.
He does have many chins.
Yeah. He has multiple chins.
Yeah. And I don't even know what's going
on. He's got over 9,000 chins. How many chins, Andre?
He also seems to have a larger forehead than me. Lots of people are going to be going, what?
Yeah, that's difficult to achieve.
But it's true, isn't it?
Oh, hang on, let me just have another look at that picture. see if I think he qualifies as having a bigger forehead than you.
I think he does.
I think he does, yeah. It's a close one.
Yeah.
He looks like someone, and I can't think who. If he didn't have the long hair, he'd look like someone, and I can't think who it is.
You reminded me of someone as well. What, someone that we know?
No, just somebody. Oh, yeah, I mean, it might be someone that we know, I don't know. I can't work out who he looks like.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Looks like Thingy. That's who he looks like. If any listeners can work out who he looks like, tell us. We would love to know.
Yeah. He's going to be someone with a square face, isn't it? Now I can just tell all the emails I'm going, he looks like Will.
Give it a few years, that'll be you.
Anybody that sends that in, there will be a punishment. We'll I don't know what the punishment will be, but there will be a punishment.
Sign you up to spam email sites.
Yes, we will.
And send you email
address.
Calling you a crunt.
Yes, we must have a list of people who you must call this name.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I believe that was our list.
We pretty much did that to death, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we deviated a bit from that.
Talk about the smuggest guy. No, I think that's worth it.
Yeah, I do. He's just so smug, though. It's unbelievable.
He is.
He just looks... He's just there with his violin going, oh, look at me, I've got my DVD.
He's like,
I've got more money than you.
I'm living the music. You can use the music.
I have more money than you. I have a DVD.
I'm so popular and I have money. Look at me. Yeah. This is my Andre Rieu impression.
I don't even know what he talks like, but I can imagine.
Either. Have you seen those eyebrows as well?
Oh, no. They're incredible.
Yeah, okay. I think we should go to a liner.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Killed this segment a bit.
She'll see you after the liner.
Go.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is George Apatopoulos from Phonejacker. You are listening to the Intelligently Stupid Podcast.
So Swedish for Sweden?
Yes, it is Swedish for Sweden. We're sorry, Swedish listener, we didn't know. I sound really ignorant.
Right, so Sweden facts.
Yes! I'll go for Brazil, because we got some people from Brazil.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we get any other places with listeners, then we'll read some facts about them, even if it's boring. We don't give a crap. Visit Sweden. Sweden facts. Oh, that's rubbish. It's just like figures. I want interest.
Yeah, I just looked that up for UK. UK fun facts. Unbelievable facts. That sounds good. Oh, God, these are good. These are good. These are good.
Okay, you read these while I look for facts about Sweden. Oh, I found one.
British eat twice as many baked beans per head as Americans.
Wow.
William the Conqueror ordered that everyone should go to bed at 8 o'clock. Well, sorry, but, you know, it's half 8 now.
Yeah, yeah, we're breaking William the Conqueror's laws.
Yeah.
He's a freaking
There are over 30,000 John Smiths in Britain.
Wow.
And that's fear. God. Right, you know the 999, though America, it's 911 for you, but yeah, 999 for, like, police and stuff here.
Yeah.
Yeah? When the 999 service was introduced into Britain in 1937, the buzzer which alerted the switchboard operators to an emergency call was so loud that a number of female operators fainted when they heard it.
Wow.
The level was eventually reduced by inserting a tennis ball into the mouth of the buzzer.
The way to do it. That's a little advice for the listeners.
Yep.
There. If you wanna make your buzzer less noisy, stick a tennis ball in it.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is proof that Big Ben is, like, in charge of time, okay? Mm. In 1945, a flock of starlings landed on the minute hand of Big Ben and put the time back by 5 minutes.
Wow.
So the flame stopped for 5 minutes.
Oh my God. Does that mean that everybody, like, froze?
Obviously, yeah. An old red telephone kiosk in Huddersfield was converted into a bar.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. What else we got here? There are more chickens in England than humans.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I suppose there's battery farms.
Yeah. Well, no, they're not actually battery chickens anymore. My dad works in the chicken industry. I would know this. Although the Great Fire of London destroyed much of the city, only 6 people were killed.
Wow.
That's cool. What? After the 1745 rebellion, led by Bonnet Prince Charlie, the government made it illegal for Scotsmen to wear kilts. The ban remained in force until 1832.
Oh, it's been lifted, I was going to say.
Yeah. There are 12 secret rivers flowing beneath London. One travels underneath the Oval cricket ground.
Cool. Right, I've got some facts about Sweden here. It says amusing facts about Sweden. I haven't found many amusing ones, if I'm brutally honest.
I've got another amusing one when you finish this.
As of 2004, you can... Oh, this is written in the future tense, so this was written before 2004.
Okay.
You can pay your Swedish taxes by sending a text message.
Wow, they must have really, like, you know, like, no taxes.
The government sends you a completely filled out tax form, and if it looks good, you can just go online and click OK to pay taxes. Why are all these about taxes? I need to find one that's
Is
not
this
about
from the tax office?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Whilst you're doing that, I've got a good one for you. Berwick-upon-Tweed was officially at war with Russia for 110 years.
Wow.
As the border town frequently changed hands between England and Scotland over the centuries, it was usually referred to as a separate entity in all state documents. At the outbreak of the Crimean War, Britain declared war on Russia in the name of Britain, Ireland, Berwick-upon-Tweed, and all British dominions. When the war ended, the Paris Peace Treaty admitted Berwick, so Berwick was technically at war with Russia until 1966, that a certain official made aware of the situation. This is about Claire Peace.
That's amazing.
The mayor of Berwick said, please tell the Russian people that they at last they can sleep peacefully in their beds.
Well, in case they get attacked by Berwick upon Tweed.
Yes. Also, between the 3rd and the 14th of September 1752, nothing officially happened.
From what I can see in these things, Sweden is basically paradise.
Yeah.
Because, like, for a start, they get, like, amazing internet speed, but, like, cheaper than you get here. And also, apparently all employees, including graduate students, get 5 weeks of paid vacation a year.
Mm-hmm.
As of 2004, all employers are required to provide a free massage.
Wow. That's cool. I've got something else here that's quite cool. You know everyone's going about, oh, you know, the sea levels are rising, the world shrink, you're like land,
oh,
yeah, everything.
They also have roundabouts, it's not just here.
Yeah, because hardly anywhere else have roundabouts, do they?
I know, like in America, there's no roundabouts, there's just crossroads, which are incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. I think the France have them.
I don't know, probably not. Though they've got one, which is just the most chaotic piece of road on the planet. Don't they? Because they've got the one that goes around the Arc de Triomphe, and that's just ridiculous. It's got no road markings. It's
You know everyone's going about how global warming is making the land shrink and everything?
Yeah.
There is a castle in West Wales that was built right on the coast. Now it's half a mile inland, because the land around the castle is rising.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go, you heard it here first. Global warming
is a lie.
Is a lie.
Right.
Apparently, in Sweden, Christmas is celebrated on the 24th of December.
Why?
It's celebrated on the evening of the 24th. The father always goes out to buy a newspaper, and while he is gone, Santa arrives in person to deliver presents. I wonder who that Santa could be.
I don't
Obviously,
know.
It's the real Santa, because Santa is completely real, and we would never doubt that.
I don't know, but to be honest, I quite like the Santa, like going out to go buy a paper. Yeah. I do that anyway. is that bad? I go and buy the paper. I buy the Times, you know, because it's for people who run the country. Telegraphs for those that used to run the country. Guardians for people who teach the country.
American textbooks are cheaper in Sweden than in the US.
And the Sun's for people who don't care about who runs the country long, they got massive tits. So, yeah.
In Sweden, IKEA is a cheap store and not a trendy store.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, Germany have roundabouts. Ireland and the US have them.
The US don't have roundabouts.
They do, but very rarely.
Yeah.
The UK have Oh my god! Right?
What?
You know the UK roundabout sign? It's like a triangle with roundabout M.
Yeah.
Australia's is exactly the same, only upside down.
Oh, that's just so perfect.
I know. Oh god. I think we should probably wrap up now. So, yeah.
We've got
you've come to the end of the third Intelligently Stupid podcast.
Yeah. The trilogy.
Yes.
The Intelligently Stupid podcast.
And now we're going to milk it and, like, have another trilogy next time.
A prequel trilogy.
Isn't it? No, we can't do a prequel trilogy.
Will.
Yeah.
You know we said in episode 2 that we were going to turn over a new leaf and do this properly?
Yes.
We spent like half an hour talking about Sweden.
Not just about Sweden, about ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
That's because we're bonding with our user with our listener base.
Yeah, out in Iran.
Yeah.
Just before we go, another massive shout out
to Iran.
To Iran Man.
Please tell us who you are. Send us an email. Well, any of you, if you want to tell us anything, send us an email at
The Intelligently Stupid Podcast at gmail.com.
and I'm impressed we actually pulled that off, I'm going to be honest. But that wasn't even planned. I was just hoping he was going to get what I was getting at.
Well, it's been a pleasure recording with you this evening.
Yes, it has. Well, over both evenings, of course, because this has taken 2 days.
Yeah.
And it's not just a single conversation, as you might think.
Peace out, homie.